Well, every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Hey, good snowy morning to you, Rob.
How are you making out okay so far?
Well, we've been a little bit of slush. We haven't seen much of anything yet, but we're waiting.
It's changing. I'm starting to see just the beginning stages here. But, yeah, if you look at the radar coming out of Connecticut and Rhode Island, all that stuff is moving our way, and it looks like it's definitely mixing in and the temperature is going down. So I guess the shovel will have to be dusted off.
Yeah, it's ready, but I certainly don't want to pick it up.
No, I've looked at it, and I was thinking about it. All right, so here we go. Get ready. We've got something scary to talk about today. Let's set the scene here, David. Let me put on some scary music here. Danger lurking in your bathroom. The attack of the electric toothbrush. Okay, yep. So I just wanted some scary trailer. I mean, it sounds like it would be good for a horror movie, but there's a problem with this story. So, David, fill us in.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a problem. You know, it was published last week by a Swiss news site that 3 million smart electric toothbrushes were hacked with malware and conducted a distributed denial of service attack against the website. And all of that would be pretty scary, except for the fact that there's no record of this attack ever really happened.
No. Fiction, not fact, right, in this case?
Exactly. So, you know, it's dramatic to hear this type of thing, and it's a possibility, maybe not with toothbrushes, but we're talking about IoT devices again that connect directly to the Internet. With the electric toothbrush, though, it doesn't connect directly to the Internet. It connects to, say, the mom's phone to understand how long the kids are brushing. That's about the connection there is through Bluetooth, which is not Internet connected. So anyway, none of the or many of the publications announcing this or covering this alleged attack did so without confirming the story. So it was like the sky is falling, chicken little. Everyone was scared about this, and finally, came into play, and the cybersecurity people started retouting that this can't happen, and it didn't happen. So I'm not sure if you heard about it there, but it was all over major news publications.
No, I didn't hear about it, but it's interesting now that you mention this. So this was something where the headline grabbed some people, and this is what we've talked about, you know, and you know, everybody who's listening knows this now. You got to be careful of what you read and hear on the Internet. And once something goes out, people either can jump on it or they can pause and take a closer look at it before reacting.
The way our news people used to do, I think Walter Cronkite, where you report the news, but you confirm what you're reporting.
Yeah, but instead, you're right. I guess now it would be tonight at 11, deadly toothbrushes. What's lurking in your cupboard and in your bathroom?
In your bathroom. So okay. Your smart toothbrushes, they're not too much to be concerned with right now, but these types of attacks are a concern, and it affects IoT devices such as anything connected directly to the Internet, which could be printers, web cameras, programmable logic boards, routers, servers, computers. All of those things that connect directly to the Internet can be hacked and can be made to join or create a botnet, similar to what was mistakenly reported here.
So I didn't even know there are toothbrushes. Are there toothbrushes that can connect to the... I mean, mostly what I use is you get one free when you go to the dentist and you use it, and then when you get sick or something, you throw it out. Get a new one.
That's not the smart toothbrush.
Yeah, that's
the smart user.
Okay, so I guess it's electric toothbrushes are nice to use, and but what are there ones that are connected? Anything you mentioned something about something that parents could use to monitor their kids' brushing? Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing. You can connect some electric toothbrushes to Bluetooth, which connects to your smartphone. And that way, it'll report to you how long the kids are brushing, how much pressure they use on their teeth. And you don't have to listen to them and believe they say, well, I brush my teeth, Ma, and really they didn't.
Wow. That's pretty amazing, though. I mean, I didn't know you could do such a thing. Okay, but you're saying that one is just a localized type of thing. I mean, could there be any way that a toothbrush could be hacked?
Well, there could be, but you need to think about the fact that it's people's cell phones that connect via Bluetooth. So whoever the hackers are would have to attack all of their cell phones. Mm. To get control of the phone,
yeah.
To make the toothbrush kind of send the signal that would be required for that. We don't see it happening today, anyway. Doesn't mean it won't happen in the future, but the technology is not quite there yet, and the bang for the buck to the hackers, the cyber criminals, is not that big at this point.
All right. So at this point, David, and again, this is just an example of another story where you may not have to react instantly to something you read on the internet or hear. Just be sure you get the proper background on a story.
Exactly. Get the facts before you spread it around and pass the stories on.
Yeah.
And like, the good news, Rob, is that it likely won't be your toothbrush that's going to cause a botnet. So keep brushing.
Keep brushing. Yeah. I mean, this is not. We certainly don't want to say. This is a reason not to brush. We want to make sure that everybody brushes several times a day after your meal, before you go to bed. And there's no need to throw out your toothbrush because of this story.
Exactly right. And then make all the dentists in the world happy.
Yeah. See, there are no toothbrushes that come with cameras or any of that stuff. So, as far as I know.
Well, yeah, not yet. We'll see how that goes.
All right. David Snell with us today. And again, the attack of the electric toothbrushes. Could be a movie title, but it's not a news headline.
Right.
All right. David Snell, where can people go to read more?
Well, let's go to xsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and even give you a link to Bleeping Computers, who were the first ones to actually debunk this story. So all the information is there.
All right, David Snell, Act Smart IT. David, thank you so much. Be safe today.
You too. Have a great day.
You too. David Snell at Act Smart IT. That's actsmartit.com. actsmartit.com. We talk to David every week at this time on WATD.